This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. Democrats will focus on income inequality and lowering costs for Coloradans when the legislature convenes soon. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lawmakers recently wrapped up a special session to temporarily lower property taxes for homeowners and expand tax credits for the working poor. For Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod of Denver, it's just the start of what she wants the state to do next session.
I think the biggest thing that I hear most about in my district and across Colorado is the rising cost of living. I mean, it's just become out of control.
Harrod says that includes everything from home ownership to groceries to child care. Lawmakers start their session on January 10th. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Russell Wilson is speaking out after being benched as the Broncos' starting quarterback. Wilson told reporters Friday that Broncos brass threatened to bench him weeks ago if he didn't agree to change his contract.
It's a disappointing thing, for sure. It's definitely been tough on me over the past several weeks, you know, knowing it and all that. But at the same time, you know, I love this game and what God's granted me with.
Wilson's guaranteed $37 million if he's still on the team by March 17th, even if he gets injured. The Broncos have lost two straight games, and the offense has struggled of late. Head coach Sean Payton has named Jarrett Stidham the starting QB for the final two games. Sunny and mild for much of Colorado today, highs in the upper 50s around Denver. This is CPR News.